You're clapping at the beginning. That's pretty good. I'm privileged to be ministering with so many of you. And you know the routine. Go ahead and reach for your wallet. If you already brought this envelope, you know, we're going to use it for the second collection. And I come to you, as Father mentioned, to ask for help for the retirement collection for religious. All the retired priests, brothers and sisters in any religious community, the Scalabrinians as well as the Sisters of Notre Dame throughout the United States. And we're asking again for your help. Father tried valiantly to light that light. And we look forward in Advent. What do we have to look forward to? Not a new iPad or headphones or an escape room experience. We have to look forward to God. And Isaiah, the prophet, begins with blaming God, as you heard in the first reading. Why did you let us wander? God didn't let us wander. We chose that. But sometimes we blame God for our destructive choices. But Isaiah also says, no ear has ever heard, no eye has ever seen any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait. So we reach out this Advent, waiting to discover that God has already embraced us all along. How do you feel when you're waiting? What enables you and me to wait in patience? And then we have Mark's gospel. As Father explained, it begins a new year. And Mark's favorite word in these seven verses is watch. Watch. Look for. Pay attention. And Jesus warns us to stay awake and be ready. It's an Advent practice if you're looking for something to do during Advent. Watch. Wait, first of all, patiently at red lights with your spouse, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your coworkers. Not the kind you wear on your wrist, but watch for Jesus' coming. Pay attention. Be aware, where is Jesus in my today? And then we take time during Advent, that precious time to pray and be with God. We know Christ is among us, but it takes special kind of eyes in order to recognize him. We need to put those glasses on to make it a sharper vision for us. And be ready. Like any expectant mother or father, we need to anticipate the arrival. We need to prepare ourselves for this new life that's yearning to come forward. This year, you'll see the poster on the envelope and on the board of the retired people, the sisters and brothers who are going to benefit from this collection. And the sister that's closest to the foreground is Sister Mary Ann Hansen. You'll notice the cross is pretty familiar. First time ever they've used a Sister of Notre Dame. She's a 79-year-old stationed in Thousand Oaks, California. She and all of our sisters who are retired are going to benefit from your gifts. And I'd like to introduce a few more of our sisters. You'll notice they may not look that old, but they are retired and still minister and share God's goodness and provident care. This is Sister Josetta Marie. The smile never leaves her face. She loves to tease and she loves to pray. Here she is adjusting a baby outfit that she made in her spare time. It'll probably go in our gift shop and be assisting the needs of others. Sister Kathleen Lyons is meeting with a woman in need. She often gives spiritual direction and helps those in time of crisis. She was ministering here in Florida with us about 5 years ago when she was stationed at St. Clement's in Plant City. This is Sister Mary Jane. She's working in a library now, but she's a wonderful historian, and she keeps up on every current event. She's one of the most intelligent women I know, and if you ask her for a political analysis of any situation, you'll get it. Sister Clarice is now kind of wheelchair-bound or walking around very, very slightly. She's a former missionary in our province in India, and she prays for all of us. And she loves being with God who loves her. So I'm here tonight to ask you to be generous, to consider it a Christmas present for those religious sisters, brothers, and priests who have touched your life. If you're not prepared tonight to contribute, feel free to bring a special envelope or earmark your check, retirement collection for religious. Father started out by using the words get ready, pay attention, be awake. And Mark's favorite word was watch. There was a gentleman sitting in the first row during his homily during the first Sunday of Advent several years ago. And the man was kind of dozing off and kind of nodding awake every once in a while. So when he went down to receive the offertory gifts, Father spoke to his wife who was next to him and said, "Can you wake him up?" And the woman looked kind of pensive. He says, "Father, you put him to sleep, you wake him up." So if there's anybody in the front row asleep, hopefully reach for your envelope. Thank you and God bless you.